Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
As apex predators, carnivorous species that lurk at the top of the food web, alligators toy with our psyche not unlike the mythological sirens. Once exposed, we are vulnerable. Alligators, as we know them, have existed for 65 million years or so. As a species, we humans have shared common ecosystems with American alligators for no more than 13,000 years, and most of what we learned of them in that time has been forgotten. Yet within the brief era of recorded history, humans have accumulated a large body of information pertaining to alligators. As a method of assessing its significance and the permeation of alligators into all aspects of our modern culture, consider that a recent Google search of the word alligator yields 57,600,000 results in 0.18 seconds. How is this to be interpreted? Which of the results are germane? Is it the article that describes how President Hoover's son, Alan, allowed two pet alligators to wander around inside the White House? Does the journal report of a medical discovery that alligator blood products may successfully treat diabetics pass muster? Is it the website for the Alligator Warrior Festival in Lake City, Florida? Or the scientific paper that assesses the impacts of sea level rise on coastal alligators? Assuredly, only those search results that expose a connection between alligators and people should be considered important. That would leave all 57,600,000 as a measure of their standing. And so the fascination continues.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News.
With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox.
This is Robert Siegel, host of All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, I'm Kelby Uchley.
The best of Broadway. I'm your host, Mark Henderson.
Welcome to Midday Classics. I'm Jason Reinhardt.
This is Vocal Vibes, and I'm your host, Deborah Chandler.
Jazz with Bob Bramoche.
Exceptional programs on KEDM, made possible by listener financial support.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are proud of our international sophistication.
I love British accents.
Here we go.
No, really, I do. I was in England one time for a couple of days, and they kept them up the entire time I was there.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for the quiz that's funny in any language. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Join us Saturday morning at 10 and play along with NPR's News Quiz on KEDM Public Radio.